Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is Monday, December the 7th, and it's great to be with you once again. Hope you had a great weekend. Today we're going to take a look at something that we can do as we prepare to grow closer to Jesus during the Advent season. I want to make sure that we have a takeaway every day, something that, a call to action, if you want to call it that. As we're preparing, as we're waiting, we're supposed to be preparing. So how can we better prepare? Well, today I'm going to read the gospel from today's Daily Mass, and I think there's a great message that we can all put into practice, something that we can try, and I'm going to save it until we do the gospel. All I can say is that it's not really that difficult to put this into practice, but if we're really going to grow closer to Christ, if we want to let him grow a little bit more in us each day, as he did in Mary, his mother, then we got to do something during Advent. And if we do this, if we take these steps each day, and I'll try to keep focusing on this every day to try to get you something that you can do each day. And if we keep doing this, if we keep preparing by taking steps, and they don't have to be that big, it can be just ordinary steps. If we do that, then come Christmas Day, we're going to be closer to him, and more of him will be evident in our lives than is the case right now. So that moving forward, going toward through the Advent season with Christ becoming more visible in your life, that's the purpose. That's what we're trying to do. So we're waiting, but we're not just waiting doing nothing. We're waiting by preparing. Anyway, I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you're doing well today. I got a seat reserved for you at the table. Hope you can hang out with me for the remainder of the program. I plan to be here for the next 30 minutes. I hope you can as well. One thing I want to let you know, if you get a chance, tomorrow morning, now today is Monday, tomorrow morning, Tuesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to be John Harper's guest on Relevant Radio's Morning Air. Going to be talking about the Blessed Mother Mary. Now, tomorrow, December the 8th, is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, when the Church commemorates the fact that Mary was conceived without the stain of original sin. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about how the Blessed Mother can be a great companion during the Advent season. So if you're able to listen, Relevant Radio tomorrow, Tuesday, December the 8th at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, I will be on talking with John Harper on the Morning Air Show. So hope you can tune in, and then, God willing, I plan to be back with you tomorrow afternoon or whenever you listen to the podcast to do our regular thing here. Let's pray, and then I'm going to mention something to you that I want to bring to your attention, but we'll do that after the prayer, okay? Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you for always being available so that we can have this conversation with you. We realize, Father, that you watch us, whatever we do, wherever we are, you are watching over us, and we're very grateful for that. Father, we know that you love us. We know that you loved us so much that you sent your Son into our world to live among us, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead, so that the gates of heaven could be open and we would be able to live there one day. So we're grateful for you sending your Son, Father, and especially as we think about, as we go through the Advent season, we look for ways that we can draw closer to Jesus, your Son. Father, we lift up to you all of our needs, all of our intentions. We ask you to help us with those things that sometimes cause us to worry, those things that sometimes cause us to stay up at night. Instead of worrying about them, Father, we're going to present them to you and ask you to take care of them for us. Trusting that you love us, trusting that you're all-powerful, we're able to give these problems to you confidently. Father, I ask you to use me as your instrument today. Please send a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit so that I can know the words to speak on this program. Please give me the words and open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us today. Father, I ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, my name is Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth. We do this Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, 30 minutes each day. And during the next few weeks, the message is, it's an Advent-related message because we're focusing during Advent on drawing closer to Jesus. I'm so glad to be able to hang out with you. And here's the thing that I wanted to mention. I mentioned that I had a special announcement or favor, whatever you want to call it, that I wanted to share with you. And we're going to do that now. Typically, I will mention this at the end of the show, but I just feel I'm supposed to mention a little earlier today. You know that I always ask if you're able to help fund my work, that I would love you to visit my website and make a donation. I say it at the end, but looking at the finances, looking at the fact that I've been unable to do any speaking work because of the pandemic, and going forward to looking into Lent of 2021, things are not looking that good right now. You know, I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know if churches are going to be able to bring me in, or conferences, or what's going to be happening. It's just nobody wants to commit right now, and I'm forced to deal with bills that I have to pay. I provide for my family. I provide this show free of charge, as well as my weekly show, The Gary Zimak Show, and my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. I do that all free of charge, and I do ask for contributions so that I can, you know, these things all cost money. I'm in full-time ministry. I'm trying to find a way to provide for my family as well. So what I'm essentially saying is I really need your help right now, and I mean I really need it. So in order for me to continue doing this show and the weekly show and the daily email devotional, what I really need is some additional monthly sponsors of my work, if you are able to do that. Now, if you go to followingthetruth.com and click on donate, you'll see that you can, as a monthly sponsor, sign up for $10 a month, all the way up to $1,000 a month, whatever works for you. It's done securely through PayPal. That's the easiest way for me to do it. People have asked why I do it that way. It is honestly the easiest and most practical way for me to do that right now. If you are able to become a monthly sponsor and help me to go forward, especially during this really challenging time, now is the time. I really need you to do that if you can. Followingthetruth.com, just click on donate. And I want you to know you are not locked into anything. You can do it for 1 month, and if something comes along, you don't want to do it anymore, you can't do it, you just cancel. You're not locked into any period of time, and all you can cancel by yourself. I can help you do it. But if you're able to do it, or if you've been putting it off, if you benefit from the work that I do, and you can help me to move forward, please consider today going to followingthetruth.com and becoming a monthly sponsor of my work. If for some reason you don't feel comfortable doing the monthly sponsor thing and you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can choose that option as well at followingthetruth.com by clicking on donate, and that would help me also. So if there's anything you can do to help me keep these programs on the air and keep my ministry going, I would really appreciate it, okay? I'm not going to say anything more about it. Don't want to dwell on it, but I figured I'd mention it at the start of the show because it's important. It's important, and it's time for me to ask. All right, and I thank you for your support, for your prayers. If you have contributed, if you are a monthly sponsor right now, I'm very grateful. I really am, and I thank you for that. And know that I pray for you every day. And even if you're not a sponsor, or even if you don't contribute, I pray for you every day. It's just a privilege that we can hang out together and talk about Jesus and try to draw closer to him together. So again, thank you very much. We're making our way through Advent. Yesterday was the second Sunday of Advent. This Sunday, third Sunday. Pretty clever, huh? That I figured that I'm able to do that without a calculator. And then we got one more Sunday. So there's four Sundays of Advent. We are about to enter the halfway point, and we got a week to go. But this is the time for us to take the message seriously. You know, the first Sunday of Advent, the message was stay awake, be ready. The second Sunday was prepare, do something. This third Sunday coming up, this coming Sunday, the message will be rejoice because he's almost here. And so we're at a point now where we want to make sure that we're doing something during Advent. And I realize that for many of us, and I include myself in this as well, it's really easy to just get into that idea of, well, I'm preparing, but without doing anything, right? Preparing to, how am I preparing specifically? So I'm going to try to really focus on a suggestion each day on this program to maybe help you along. And I'm going to try to key that off of the readings, the daily mass readings. So today we're going to look at the gospel. And I think at least one important suggestion, maybe two, could come out of this. This is Luke's gospel, chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. Now, the beautiful thing about the readings, the mass readings during the Advent season, is they're from all over the place. The church takes these readings from a variety of different places in the Bible to try to lead us down a certain path. You're going to hear a lot of Isaiah, the first reading, Isaiah, throughout Advent, a lot of Isaiah. And now, by the way, tomorrow, the readings will be different because it's a solemnity. So we're going to shift gears tomorrow and within the Advent season, focus on the Blessed Mother. So the readings are, and her relation to Jesus, not just on Mary, but on her relation to Jesus. But the readings will be different tomorrow. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. But right now, Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26 is the gospel. Let's take a look at it. One day as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. So what we see here, we see the religious leaders, and these are the guys that were constantly at odds with Jesus. He was having so much problems from these leaders who, in a lot of ways, were very short-sighted and didn't want to accept Jesus as the Son of God. And it made life very difficult for him as well. It shouldn't have been that way, but it was. So they're sitting there, and Jesus was, the power of the Lord was with him for healing. So he was about to do some healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle of, in front of Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Let's pause here a minute and talk about what's going on. The roofs in the time of our Lord, the tiles were capable of being removed. It's not like they were poking a hole or piercing a hole in the roof and destroying the roof. That's not what was happening. But they were able to remove the tiles and put this man on a stretcher who was paralyzed. They lowered him down to Jesus. I'll tell you what, this is some great ingenuity. This guy had some great friends. They wanted to make sure that even though there was a large crowd, that they would get this man, this crippled man, in front of Jesus. And they found a way to do it, and they did just that. When Jesus saw their faith, take note of that. He wasn't focused on the faith of the man who was being lowered, the paralytic. When he saw the faith of the friends who brought this guy to Jesus, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Now, what happens here is this is a case where we look at this, and if you and I are looking at this, maybe this is the first time we ever heard this. It's not, but just pretend for a minute that it is. It might seem unusual. This guy's paralyzed, and Jesus is forgiving his sins. And our reaction might be, well, wait a minute. Why doesn't he heal the guy's paralysis, right? I mean, is his greatest need the forgiveness of his sins? Well, apparently yes. And this is one of the reasons that when we pray for something, it's always a good idea to keep an open mind and realize that sometimes what you're praying for is not really what you need. and be open to how God wants to work and how he wants to answer the prayer. See, a lot of times you have a problem with this. That's what I'm saying to us. But check out the Pharisees and the scribes. Check out their reaction. See, this didn't bug them. The fact that Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. And when he should have said, I'm healing you of your paralysis. That's not what bugged them. But something about forgiving sins bugged them. The scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins? Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said to them in reply, what are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the one who was paralyzed, I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home. He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, we have seen incredible things today. There's a lot going on here. But understand this. The Pharisees and the scribes, they didn't accept Jesus. Many of them didn't accept Jesus as the Son of God. So therefore, once he started talking about forgiving sins, they thought it's blasphemy. Who is he? What do you think? Who do you think you are, God? Well, see, he was God, but they missed the point. So we see a classic case of, and I wasn't really planning to talk about this, but I'm seeing the value in mentioning this. We see a case of, are we closed-minded? Can we be too closed-minded? Do we fail to see Jesus working in our lives because he's not doing things in the way we expected? And that's one potential thing. You're looking for a takeaway today, what we can do during Advent to prepare. How about this? How about if we look around and try to recognize the Lord working in our life, maybe responding to our prayers, albeit in a different way than we expect. You know, maybe we're praying for a physical healing for ourselves or for somebody else, and it's not happening. How about like today saying, all right, Lord, I recognize that the healing I'm asking for doesn't appear to be happening or not happening fast enough. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to trust, Lord, that you know what you're doing, right? So that would be a good thing for us to do today as we prepare to welcome Jesus, maybe to be a little bit more open to how he answers our prayers instead of insisting that he answers them a certain way. That's one thing. And again, this isn't what I planned to talk about, but as we were going through this, it hit me, the danger of being closed-minded or failing to recognize God working around us. You know, sometimes he works through people who we just can't believe he would work through. You know, and I'm not saying that he always does, but I'm just saying, let's pray for the grace to be a little bit more open-minded in how the Lord can work. You know, sometimes you can get a good message from him, from somebody who might not be who might be off base. It's possible for God to speak through somebody even though you don't agree with everything they say. I don't know how to word that delicately. I'm just saying, be more open-minded, and God can speak through anybody. Obviously, you're going to give more credibility to someone who is in line with the teachings of the church. But every now and then he can speak. This is a delicate thing, and I don't want to say that everyone's beliefs should be taken seriously. But I'm just saying, be more open-minded. We got to be careful about branding somebody a heretic. That's what I'm trying to get at, because I hear a lot of that kind of talk. And just because people can be off base in certain areas doesn't mean that everything they say when it comes to the faith and Christ and God the Father is completely false. So let's try to be more open-minded. And I'm not saying you tolerate a lack of truth. Yeah, we always have to speak the truth. We always have to point out errors. I mean, that's a good thing. But I think sometimes if somebody, we disagree, we throw out everything a person says because some of what they say is theologically incorrect. That's all I want to say about that. And, you know, don't take that. Don't read too much into that. But I'm just saying, let's be a little open-minded. Let's also be open-minded when it comes to the way the Lord answers our prayers. You know, I think we're too quick to cast people aside to say, well, they're no good or their opinion doesn't matter. Every now and then, a nugget of wisdom comes from somebody who might be off base on a lot of things. All right, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm getting myself digging a hole for myself. I don't really know how I want to say this, but that's one thing. Be a little open-minded, right? And be a little tolerant. Again, I'm not saying you tolerate heresy. You got to correct people if somebody's saying something blatantly wrong. But you choose the time. You choose the approach. You do it in the right manner, right? That's what the Lord wants. You be kind. You love people. And you realize you got to bring them along gradually sometimes. People need to see Jesus in you before you can start teaching them the truth of his church. And I know that for a fact. You might have to hold back sometimes. That's what I found. And let people come along gradually. Once they start to get to know Christ, then they're more open to wanting to hear about the teaching of his church. Now, the other thing is that came out of this gospel to me anyway is the faith of the friends who brought their friend to Jesus. And Jesus recognized their faith and he rewarded their faith by healing the paralytic. Who are you bringing to Jesus? Are you bringing people to Jesus or are you pushing them away? And again, I'm going to go to social media. I see a lot of this. When we're too forceful or downright nasty in the name of Jesus, we're going to be pushing people away. So again, I'm not saying you have to tolerate false doctrine and never say anything. But what I am saying is that maybe you need to go slow some. We all need to go slow sometimes and try to be loving. And if you are going to correct somebody or speak the truth, there's a way to do it. And I'm just going to pray the Holy Spirit works through me today and gets the message that he wants to get to you. Because this is a really tough thing to talk about. Because this can be, what I'm saying can be misinterpreted. I'm just saying a little prudence goes a long way and a little love goes a long way. If we are trying to evangelize and bring people to Christ, we want to do it in a way that makes it sound attractive. That doesn't mean you bend the rules. That doesn't mean you bend the truth or you falsify it. You don't. But emphasis can make all the difference. And putting the emphasis on the benefits that Christ has to offer in a relationship with him through his church. If you emphasize the benefits, especially if somebody's not that familiar with Christ, you know, go slow. Don't try to skin the fish before you catch it. And we do that sometimes, right? Because I know myself that before I got to know Jesus on a personal level, there were teachings of the church that I didn't want to deal with. But once I got to know Christ, then things began to change. And by being nice to people, by being kind, by not being judgmental, and by speaking out of love, and by listening to them. You know, you can disagree with them. Let them talk first, though. And again, the Holy Spirit can help you tremendously when it comes to that. By doing that, you can really bring people into a deeper relationship with Christ. How about if we do that today? Let's bring somebody who's paralyzed or who needs help, who needs healing, to Jesus. It could be somebody in your household, could be somebody on social media, could be somebody at the office, could be a fellow student, could be somebody in the grocery store. Yeah, you can invite somebody to church. There's all different ways to go about that. How can you bring somebody to Christ today? And the other thing that's coming out of this, at least in my mind, is just how much we need to be forgiven for our sins. Obviously, that's what this paralytic really needed. You know, his paralysis wasn't going to disqualify him from a closer relationship with Jesus, from possibly reaching eternal life. But maybe whatever sins he had would have done that. If it's been a long time since you've been to confession, maybe this Advent is the time to go back. You know, just saying. I mean, so these are suggestions. These are things I can offer today based on this gospel reading. So ask the Holy Spirit what you should do today, how you can put any of these things into practice. We want to do something. We want to hear this gospel and respond in some way. If you want to read it again, it's Luke chapter 5. Verses 17 through 26. And in some way, respond to that and do something concrete today. I'm going to try to do it too. All right? Hey, I'm just about out of time. Thanks for listening to me. And again, I hope my ramblings made some kind of sense. Again, I depend on the Holy Spirit to have this make sense. I just plant the seeds and do my best. As we walk through Advent, let's continue to do so. I'm going to keep praying for you. Please pray for me and my family as well. Remember, Relevant Radio tomorrow. I'm going to be talking about the Blessed Mother. I hope you'll be able to listen. And then we'll do this again, God willing, tomorrow, later on tomorrow. I hope you have a wonderful night. And, you know, I hope your Advent is going well. Remember what I said about the donations. If you're able to do it, followingthetruth.com is the place to go to become a monthly sponsor of my work or to make a one-time donation. Again, I thank you so much for listening. God bless you. Have a wonderful night, and I look forward to being back with you again on Following the Truth tomorrow. God bless.